Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 14th, 2023. We're going to talk about a great question that somebody put to me. They won't tell me who they are, but I think I know who they are, but I can't say that because I don't have proof. But this person loves to try to taunt me and do all sorts of, how come this and how come that? And actually, to be honest with you, I like it. I like it a lot because though this person wouldn't want us to know who they are, and I don't know why, because nobody, you know, really bothers to listen much. But it's important to them somehow to protect themselves. So I get it. I'm all right with it. But it's kind of cute that they think I don't know. Here's the question. How do we want no thing with all of our heart? Seems illogical and ridiculous. And then this person goes into some other things about the teachings that look paradoxical to his mental acuity. No thing is a thing, but it's not a thing that is a thing of the world. Now, I know that sounds like double talk, but it isn't. It isn't meant to be that way. No thing. What would it be like if your life was based not on what you wanted and what you thought you could get out of this world, but out of something far more precious? No thing. Let me give you an example. Most people don't generate this, but here's an example. Character. Most people have no character at all. They are not principled people, not pointed people, as I put it. Not at all. They would do anything and everything they could to get whatever it is that they wanted that they thought would benefit them. So that's a no thing. Character is a no thing. It is not something you can point at in the world, but it is an element of spiritual awakening. So a lot of the things that I talk about on Aspire and even on these podcasts have to do with the achievement of having no thing happen, no objective, no object, no event. No thing is something that occurs within us where we are absent from the desires and the delusions and illusions of the mind and emotion that want to make everything a matter of getting, having, and maybe even doing. There's non-doing, doing without doing. So we have doing without doing and no thing. And these are, well, insights, they're exercises, they're events that happen to those of us who have realized the futility of living for the purpose of gaining and not losing. Now, this takes a huge, huge toll on a person's ego. And this is why a lot of people just can't do it. Their egos won't allow it. And I understand why their egos wouldn't allow it, because there's this thing, this need for identity, this need for thinking that I am a person and that my personage is important. And with all that being said, my personage being important and gaining reputation or gaining some kind of grandiose applause for what I am, I miss my life. I miss everything. If you think about it, it's all about gaining something to get the adoration of others, the affection, the love, we would say, of others, instead of realizing what it is about me or you that is beautiful, that is beyond the concept of thinking. Thoughts think themselves. We initiate thought through the ego, through emotions. And emotions basically are the inbred part of us, of our families. We have a lot of emotion about many things. They're instincts and their impulses, and they create need and want. So when you are going to no thing, you are saying, in essence, I'm going to drop the impulse to want anything and let life live me. Let love live me. Now, when I use the word life, I'm talking about the big L. I'm not talking about how we make a life for ourselves with our identity as an ego. So when you start looking at, you know, people wanting to be successful and get all the things they want, and that's what it's all about for the majority of people that I know in this world, you realize they miss. They don't understand the way, the truth, and the light, the bigger picture as it is. They don't have a bigger picture. They think that whatever it is that they get that comforts their body and gives them some sense of identity as a good person or a better person or a successful person, well, change their minds about themselves. And it really won't and doesn't. Nothing can change the way we think of ourselves until we realize that thinking is faulty. It's not the way. You can't control it. You can try through denial and affirmation, which doesn't work. But a lot of people think that that's what they need to do. But the truth of the matter is to develop character. Character is the ability to see what is going on and participate in the highest energies that live within you. The highest. The ones that are humiliating to the ego. To me, character is defying the ego by the simple way of letting love be more predominant in me than going from zero to hate in a matter of, as I always say, milliseconds. Now, when you can come to that place, when you are no longer living in the confines of the ego, the pride, the vanity, that is when you'll understand no thing. You will have achieved something you can actually take with you through death. The things that you have gained here on earth and have worked so hard for, you will have to leave here. And that will be the end of that. The things that will be most important are the things that you can take with you through death. And the only thing you can take with you through death is love. And you are love. You are love. That's a no thing, that's a thing. You can't see this love with your mind, with your intellect, with your ego. Therefore, it doesn't exist to the ego, the pride, the vanity, the human part, the mental acuity of me. But if you go deep into your heart, your authentic heart, you will find no thing. This is a perfect example. Here, Lhotse gives it to us in the Tao, that a wheel at the hub is empty. The center of it is empty. And that's how he describes no thing. It is something that exists without the confines of human frailty, human definition, human ego. It is something that exists beyond the beliefs of a human being's thoughts. It just exists as it is. And anyone can reach this no thing at any time in their life. They just have to be willing to see it from beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad. It's a practice. So how do you want it? As the Buddha said, want nothing with all of your heart. You have to replace what you want with something that the ego cannot withstand, and that is to live for something that isn't a thing. And that in itself says it all. If you don't get it, there is nothing in this world I could say to help you with that. You'll just have to live it out. And if you choose to ignore what the Buddha taught, you will find that there is, I'm not kidding you, a heavy price to pay. I've paid it myself, so I know. Anyway, I hope that helps you, mystery questioner. And I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for your beautiful email. And if you ever have a question that you would like me to attempt to answer, it's greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll be back with you next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.